Again, let me bid you welcome and express appreciation for your being here today. We say it so often, but again, we do say it sincerely. It's just good to get together. Appreciate so very, very much your desire not only to enjoy our friendship and fellowship, but to involve ourselves as a congregation in worship and praise to God. So we're very, very thankful for that. There is an outline in the bulletin this morning, so please follow along if that's your desire. Very, I think all lessons are serious, but this one is kind of, it's in the title, a warning, kind of a look out, beloved. Take note. You know, the bells and whistles are going off. Kind of like when a truck or something is backing up and hear that ding, 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 ding. You know, there's a warning sound that's being given. There's a danger nearby, and so these warnings are sounded. And I think that's what Paul is doing in part of this letter to Timothy, this first letter to Timothy. He's sounding the warning. So almost when you ever read 1 Timothy from now on, I hope you hear ding, 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 ding. I hope that kind of comes to mind. Uh-oh, look out. Watch out for these kinds of things. I remember years ago, used to play when we'd say goodbye to each other, leaving the parking lot of the building, you know, keep the faith. It took, I'm afraid. We were just saying, hang in there. If you yell across the parking lot, keep the faith, you're saying, you know, walk the talk. Keep the faith. Stay on God's side. It was just kind of a watchword as we were leaving to go to our home. Keep the faith. It was a sincere exhortation. Because just as surely as one may be converted from sin to Christ, just as surely that same one may regress and go back to worldly ways. That's the warning. He who once believes may turn to unbelief. And this lesson is looking at Paul's warning to Timothy about things that are a hazard to faith. Watch out for these, he's saying. These situations are not applauded. He's not telling Timothy, attaboy, well done, Timothy, when these things take place. No. He's not saying, these are okay, Timothy. No. Not a well done, Timothy, if these things are in his life. No. What is recommended is when Paul writes and says, I've kept the faith. I've finished the course. I've fought a good fight. Paul told the Brethren Corinth, we walk by faith. Peter said that receiving the end of our faith, even the salvation of our souls. So a faithful walk has eternal consequences. An unfaithful walk has eternal consequences. And so Paul's saying, warning, ding, ding, ding. Watch out. There are many warnings in life, and just by way of introduction, just to kind of get you thinking along these lines. Sometimes on television, especially some of these shows we read when they talk about, try this at home. It's a warning. We have warning on product labels. We have warnings at railroad crossings. We have signs on the freeways, warnings about something that's taking place, a danger ahead, slow down. So don't think it unusual when Paul writes to Timothy, he says, warning, Timothy, warning. Watch out. So here's five that are listed in just the book of 1 Timothy. Number one, I'm going to read the entire verse to you. I just kind of shortened the verse in your notes. But 1 Timothy 1, I'll begin at verse 18. Paul says, this charge I commit unto you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which led the way to you, that by them you may war the good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience. Here's the problem. Which some, having put away concerning faith, have made shipwreck. He mentions two by name in verse 20, Hymenaeus and Alexander. He says these two have put away their faith. And when they put away their faith, they shipwrecked it. Meaning they've stopped their study of God's Word. Their faith is not put into practice. If you shipwreck your faith, he's saying you've left everything that characterizes faith. Instead of holding faith, you put your faith on hold. They weren't fighting the fight. They weren't finishing the course. They weren't keeping the faith. Warning, ding, ding, ding. Shipwrecked their faith. Over the years, this congregation has experienced some like this. We know people from our past in this congregation who were once zealous and now they're indifferent. We've known some in this congregation who were once faithful but now unfaithful. Who were once working for the right and now they're serving the wrong. They have crashed their faith. They've ignored the exhortations. They have stopped their ears against our pleading and our prayers. Of course, if you and I go to them, I know what they're going to say. They're going to say, Brian, I haven't left. They're going to say, Brian, I still have faith. And I would reply, and ding, 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 listen, brethren, if you did decide to crash your faith, what would you do differently than what you're doing now? If you did decide, oh, I'm going to shipwreck my faith, all you have to do is stop attending shipwreck faith. Oh, I'm not studying the Bible. You just crashed your faith. Paul does not applaud that. He doesn't give that an attaboy. This lesson is on the warnings. Lesson. Number two. Number two. Some shall depart or fall away from the faith. 1 Timothy 4, the opening verses. The Spirit speaks expressly that in latter times some shall depart from the faith. Some people say, oh, you can't do that. By inspiration, the Apostle Paul says, Timothy, some will depart from the faith. I believe the Apostle Paul. Here's the description of that. What does departing from the faith look like? They give heed to seducing spirits, doctrines of devils, who are speaking lies and hypocrisy. And they have their conscience seared with a hot iron, meaning they put a glaze over it. They've hardened the outside so the message can't get through anymore. Paul says, uh-oh. Don't let that happen to you. You see, Paul says there's some doctrines that will take us away from the faith, that will cause us to depart from the faith. Jesus, I put in those, Jesus warned the same thing, beware of false prophets that come to you in sheep's clothing, inwardly the ravening wolves. But there will be some that come, giving a different message. Paul warned the same thing to the elders in Acts chapter 20. Paul says, I know this, that after my departing, grievous wolves will enter in among you, and they're not going to spare the flock. Also, from among your own selves, men shall arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away the disciples after them. Ding, ding, ding. John warned, I didn't put this one in your notes, but 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are going out into the world. That's what this message is. Number three. Your faith may be shipwrecked. Your faith, you can depart from the faith. Number three, faith may be denied. 1 Timothy 5, verse 7 is where I'll begin reading. Paul says, these things also command. He says, Timothy, I don't want you to just say I have a few suggestions to the brethren. Don't walk over and say, oh, here's some good ideas. No, especially his own household, he's denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. We probably, most of us, do not have any difficulty with this one. We provide for our family. But if we don't provide for our families, we've denied the faith. If we deny the faith, it means that we haven't lived up to Christian obligations. Now, I put it in two ways, spiritually and physically. I think we deny the faith if we don't provide for our families spiritually. Oh, but I'm faithful. I believe in God. Are you providing spiritually for your family? I mean, that don't answer out loud. People say, well, I haven't denied the faith. Are you providing faith for your family? I'm faithful. I still believe in God. Are you providing? You get the idea, right? Are you providing faith for your family? You've denied the faith. If you haven't provided faith for your family. Faith provides not for his own, he denies the faith. You know, we provide physically, obviously. Physically. Our parents provided for us physically. Well, my parents provided for me and my brothers. My oldest brother lived at home until his death at the age of 33. He was born with hydrocephalus. He had moderate, mild developmental delays. But he lived to be 33, lived at home all those years. Parents took care of him. I remember my grandfather suffered a stroke and lived with us. I don't remember a lot about it. I was just a wee child. A lad. But I just remember, my grandfather lived with us. Parents. Christine's parents provided for themselves until her dad's passing away, and then we provided for her mother for 3 years. We provide. If we don't provide for our family, we deny the faith. One of my favorite stories when I read this verse is always with Dennis and Susan, taking care of Susan's mom, Leela. So Leela gets in poor health, and they take her in, and they make their living room a bedroom for Leela. Put that bed right by the living room window so that when Leela was in bed, she could look out and see all the people going by. And that's what you want to do. And I mentioned to Christine about that when I said, well, you do that for me when I get older people? She says, sure, if Dennis and Susan will have you, I'll put you in. And I'll come visit too. But if any provide not for their own, they deny the faith. But I break it down two ways. You provide for your family spiritually and physically. Number four, let's move on. They have erred from the faith. And here's in 1 Timothy chapter 6. I'm going to begin at verse 7 in my reading. 1 Timothy 6, verse 7. We brought nothing into the world. That's right. It's certain we carry nothing out. That's right. We brought nothing in. We carry nothing out. Everything we have when we die is going to be left here. It will, everything that you and I own will one day be owned by somebody else. We can't take it with us, we say. We know that. Well, Paul said it right there. Having food and raiment, let us be there with content. But they that be rich fall into a temptation and a snare. So if we have an abundance, here's the warning. Watch out, ding, ding, ding. And they fall into many foolish and hurtful lusts. And they drowned men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil. While some covet after, they have erred or wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. The love of money, which some covet after, have erred from the faith. Interesting phrase. They've wandered away from the faith. To avoid this error, right in the same text, the same verse, Paul continues in verse 17. Same chapter, verse 17. So Paul says, so now, as a warning, charge them that are rich in this world. All right, so now I have the abundance. I have the treasure. So charge me with all this abundance, that you be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, to communicate. But there's the warning. Some people, when they covet after riches, err from the faith or wander away from the faith because that becomes the priority. So Paul says, take what God has blessed you with. Take that abundance and enjoy it, but be ready to distribute. Be ready to be rich in good works. And give. Number five. I have more to say on these, but I'm just kind of looking at the time. I think, well, I know you get the lesson. Ding, ding, ding. Warning. Number five, the last one. Some professing have erred concerning the faith. There's a little bit difference in the words strayed from the faith or strayed concerning the faith. A little tweak of the wording that's used. But 1 Timothy 6, beginning of verse 20. Here's the entire verse. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust. Oh, there's that charge, that command, that commitment to these things. Keep that which is committed to thy trust, your faith. Avoid profane and vain babblings and opposition to science falsely so called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. Oh. The cause of the error concerning faith is that false knowledge, that grasping at unproven theories. So they've left the faith is, oh, I believe, this is what I believe now, not the biblical message now. No, I believe this teacher over here. I believe this theory. This is my faith now. Oh, Paul says, Timothy, hang on to that which you've been committed to. He continues, even in the scripture reading that was read this morning, in a second letter to Timothy, I just put it up at the top for the scripture reading. But in 2 Timothy, Paul addresses this same theme. The time will come when people will not endure sound doctrine. Uh-oh. Ding, ding, ding. They'll not endure sound doctrine. They're meaning, I'm not going to stay with this sound doctrine. I'm not going to be steadfast. I'm not going to last through it. I'm not going to put the effort. I'm not going to endure that which the faith that I was brought up in. I'm not going to endure and hang in there with the faith of the Bible and the Bible teaching. Oh no, I'm going to depart and not endure the sound doctrine and depart. And here's what causes it. But after their own lust. Oh yeah, this is what I want. You see the problem? This is what I want. Oh, I want. Bible says this. Oh, but I don't like that. I don't like that. So I'm going to keep teachers after my own lusts or my own desires. They'll turn away their ears from the truth. Oh, the Bible says this. No, don't tell me what the Bible says. I don't want to hear it. You have just erred concerning the faith. People turn to foolish sources. I just listed some of them for you in your notes. In Exodus 22, verse 18, thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. That's why I just wrote these out. Now, just kind of listen, give a listening ear if you would. Probably not a problem with anybody here. But these are things that take you away from the faith. Leviticus 19, verse 31. These are in your notes. Regard not them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them. I'm the Lord your God. Leviticus 20, verse 6. The soul that turns after such as have familiar spirits and after wizards to go a-whoring after them, I will even set my face against that soul. I'll cut him off from among the people. Leviticus 20, verse 27. A man also or a woman that has a familiar spirit, or that is a wizard, shall surely be put to death. They shall stone them with stones. Isaiah 47, beginning of verse 9. But these two things shall come to you. your knowledge has warped you. You have said, I am, and there is no one else besides me. You ever said that? Me. Do what I want to. Therefore, evil shall come upon you. Uh-oh. Ding, ding, ding. Warning. Deuteronomy 18, verse 9. When you come into the land which the Lord your God has given you, you shall not learn to follow the abominations of those nations. Don't learn that. There shall not be found among you anyone that makes his son or daughter pass through the fire, or one who practices witchcraft or a soothsayer, or one who interprets omens or a sorcerer, or one who conjures spells or a medium or a spiritist or one who calls up the dead. Don't go after those things. For all who do these things are an abomination to the Lord, and because of these abominations the Lord your God drives them out from before you. You shall be blameless before the Lord your God. For these nations which you will dispossess, listen to the soothsayers and the diviners. But as for you, the Lord your God has not appointed such for you. So that's the lesson. Five warnings concerning faith that we have. Don't shipwreck your faith. Take yourself out of service. I know, still again, you're going to say, I'm not out of service. Well, what would you do if you did take yourself out of service? What would you do differently? Some shall actually depart from the faith. Some have denied the faith because they don't care to take care of family. Some have strayed from the faith in their greediness. And some have strayed concerning the faith by going after unproven theories. Jesus had a situation in his life, and I put it in the closing. I'll hurry. In John chapter 6, Jesus gave some hard sayings. That's the actual phrase in the Bible. They said, these are hard sayings, Jesus. And some left because of that. They left him, turned away. So Jesus said to the 12, do you also go away? Simon Peter answered and said, Lord, to whom shall we go? If you leave the Lord, if you leave God, to whom will you go? Peter continues, you have the words of eternal life. You have the words of eternal life. Also, we have come to believe that you are that Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. No man comes to the Father but by him. No other way. So that's why we plead. That's why we pray. There's no other way. In Jesus' own words. So that's the lesson. Five warnings concerning faith. Look out. Watch out. We're going to sing a song of encouragement, a song of invitation, a song of exhortation. I'm not mad at you. Just give you a warning today. We'll talk about God's love next week. We'll talk about the great, wonderful grace that we're going to sing about next week. We'll change the topic a little bit. God's grace is wonderful. But you have to come to God God's way. Did you hear that? You have to come to God God's way. So we extend an invitation to become a Christian by hearing the Word of God, by believing it, repenting of your sins, confessing your faith, Jesus is God's Son, and being baptized for remission of sins. From that point on, then begin to grow.